This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. 111,000 kids in Texas public schools are considered homeless. Kids who stay in shelters, who couch surf with family or friends, or even kids who live on the street. That's why KERA News is starting a new American Graduate Series next week called Homeless in High School. For today's Friday conversation, I'll talk with the woman charged with looking after those kids. Barbara James runs the Texas Homeless Education Office in Austin. Barbara James, welcome to the Friday conversation.
Well, thank you, Rick. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's start with the basics. How does the state define a homeless student?
Well, Rick, there's four basic categories of homeless student. First of all, we have kids that are literally on the streets. They're living in cars, tents, under bridges. Then we've got kids that are living in hotels or motels. And these, of course, are not luxury motels. These are the lower income type of motels. And then we have kids that are living in shelters. And then the largest category of kids that we have that are considered homeless, that would be the category of doubled up. And these are kiddos who are living in the homes of friends or family because they have no place to call their own.
I wonder about the stigma that kind of surrounds this. How do educators take that on? Because you don't want to label kids.
We suggest to our districts that when they refer to kids that are in a homeless situation, that they have a code name. Some of them have a program called FIT, Families in Transition. We have some called Project HELP, the Homeless Education Learning Project. So they refer to it in the terms of an acronym. We just don't refer to the child as being homeless, but rather in a situation. And that makes it seem much more temporary. And also, it doesn't sound so pejorative towards the child.
How does this play out in a specific situation?
Well, I can give you an example that happened in one of our districts. The teacher noticed that the fifth grade child was in school a few times a week, always had on the same clothes. The teacher had been to a training about homelessness, and it dawned on her, this student might be homeless. And lo and behold, there were four families living in a tiny two-bedroom, one-bathroom apartment. Mm. There was a teenage girl who had just had a baby. She'd had no pre- or postnatal care. So that's a situation where an astute teacher, having gone to a class on homelessness, was able to make an impact on 17 people.
A lot of folks hear the word homeless and think of shelters in tough city neighborhoods. How does this play out in rural areas?
We're finding several families living together, oftentimes in substandard housing, housing with no heating, no running water, no electricity. We've seen a family, a mother and a son, actually living in a horse trailer that they were paying $50 a week to live in, this horse trailer with no utilities or water or anything, but it was a roof over their head. Sometimes the rural areas don't recognize it so much because the poverty is prevalent and it's not as probably well understood as urban poverty.
How does it play out in the suburbs?
In the suburbs, it's mostly in doubled-up situations where we've had pretty much middle-class, upper-middle-class families that all of a sudden find the job gone. Many times these families have overextended themselves financially. In fact, we had an instance where a student became homeless from one of these upper situations, and the last thing that they had was their luxury car, which they drove up to the school every day, but that was it. They were living in their luxury car. So homelessness really knows no boundaries. It really literally can happen to anyone.
I'm curious about how you got into this work. Was there a kid or a moment that kind of led you into it?
I grew up myself with not a great deal. We were never homeless, but we were close to it a few times. I was a little bit afraid when I was a child a few times, and always found myself attracted to kids that were, so to speak, the underdogs, the kids that didn't have as much as the other children had. When I had an opportunity to apply for this position, I just felt like, wow, I have finally found my niche. And I guess I did, because I've been doing this now for 24 and a half years.
Barbara James is director of the Texas Homeless Education Office. She joins us from KUT in Austin. Thanks for taking the time.
Well, thank you, Rick.